Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 17, we were taught that in the last days there will be a great number of false preachers preaching false doctrine and not the gospel. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Second Timothy 4, 2 through 4 says, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Jude 18 and 19, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. And then we see Jesus' words in Matthew. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Not just a few, many false prophets. A majority of false preachers. That's within Christianity. And they'll deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. See, it's preached, but it's not necessarily heeded. But we are to endure unto the end. You see, when people are sensual, having not the Spirit, they don't separate from the ungodly. They walk with them. They don't separate from sin. But the Spirit of God is a holy God. He is holy. And so they are sensual, having not the Spirit in these last days. And that's what the Bible told us would happen. It would be feelings-oriented, lacking of doctrine. And certainly we are there in this day and which we live now. So, what are we to do? Well, Jesus makes it clear in the Matthew passage. He says, endure unto the end. Don't allow your love to wax cold. You can't blame the church for your love growing cold because you're to walk with God personally. Therefore, keep fervent devotions. Secondly, be committed. In Philippians 3, 13 and 14, the apostle says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, he's saying, I'm not going to wait back for anybody. I'm going to just stay true to God. I'm just going to keep pressing towards that will and that way of God. I'm just going to know him more intimately. The third thing we see is to witness to a lost and dying world. Witness to them. You find a ministry that's spreading the gospel, calling for repentance and faith, still calling for holy standards. Support them. Support your local church with a tithe, but you know it doesn't have to stop at a tithe. You can offer, which is anything above a tithe. Be a witness. Help your church. You know, in the tribulation, we're told of two reasons for people being beheaded. Two reasons. For the testimony of Jesus Christ. What is that testimony? Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. He was God in the flesh. He died physically on a cross, shed his blood. He was buried. 3 days later, he physically, literally arose from that dead and ascended into heaven to prepare a place for those that are his, and he's coming again. That he was God Almighty in the flesh, and he's God that always existed in eternity past. So we believe that Jesus is the only Savior of mankind. And people preach that instead of there are many roads to heaven. Well, in the tribulation, be beheaded for that. But also for the Word of God. People get upset with me for teaching about the King James Bible with the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text and said, well, that's not important. What's important is that it's a good English that I can understand for English-speaking people. Oh, no. Every word of God is pure. Every word is God-breathed. We need to stick to God's breathed word and not new perversions of the Bible that try to help you to understand English a little bit better. Stay with the truth. People will be put to death. You see, they'll have their own religious book for all the world in that day, just like they have their many ways to heaven. Yeah, you can keep some of your distinctives, but you can't keep distinctives like that. It's going to be the idea. And so, we see many are going to end up going to hell because they've followed these false teachings that are coming out of the churches. And it breaks my heart. Now, let's see also the Word of God in other places. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, he says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Find your peaceful joy in your personal service for Jesus Christ. And in your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Satan attacks you with discouragement. That's why you just got to draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Decide now also that God is before your family. Notice these words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. Jesus said, Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Now, my friend, I've seen it. I've been over 30 years in full-time ministry, and I've watched it over and over again, where people will have standards and a right belief, but then their children start going another way, and to keep peace in the family, they compromise. That's loving son or daughter, mother or father, more than you do God. And that just means that you are wrong, that you're in sin. That is evil, to love son or daughter, husband or wife, mother or father, more than you do God. We say, well, I don't love them more, but if you compromise for their sake, when you know the revealed truth of God's word, then you're loving them more than you do God. We need to also realize that judgment begins at the house of God. Now, it is hard to endure in this day and have fervent love when you have family and friends and even people with whom you go to church begin to rebel, liberalize, and say, well, we're still religious, we still love God. We just are going this way now. We live in a different age than we did. We got computers today. Oh, we got cell phones today. And we have all these other things. You've got to come up to this era. Nobody's talking about cell phones and computers. We're talking about the Word of God, calling sin what it is and calling right what it is. It's kind of like David. David felt like, well, you know, that's the old time. The priest carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the staves. But now, we've got these new ox carts, and they are second to none. They're wonderful. Let's take the ark of God on the ox cart now. What happens? Well, the oxen stumble, the cart starts to tip, And one of those good men walking by it touched the ark to steady it, and God immediately strikes Uzzah dead. Although man thought he developed a better way, God still wanted them to do it his way. And we still must do God's will, God's way, in God's time. 1 Peter 4:16-19 says, "Yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator." Now, this specifies that when you suffer according to the will of God, not for being obnoxious, not for being an idiot, but because you're a witness and you're speaking the truth in love, but you're holding to your standards, and you suffer for it, that's one thing. But when you start being obnoxious and you get in the flesh, then you say, "Oh, I'm being persecuted for the faith." You might be just being persecuted for the way you are. Now, as Christians, we need to have eternity set in our heart. In Luke chapter 21, verse 28, it says, "And when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Don't tolerate the way of the world in worship, religion, or daily life. You keep looking unto Jesus instead." Jesus was persecuted because of his preaching. His preaching attacked the contemporary mode of the Pharisees, and they didn't like it. Jesus was a fundamentalist. And you see, the Pharisees tried to change things. They said, "Well, you know, honor your mother and father. We've got an amendment to that." They had amendments to the things that God taught. And so, they didn't want to hear his way. They didn't want to go back to the Word of God. That's old-fashioned. You see, the Pharisees were actually the new evangelicals of the day. They tried to change the Word of God. And instead of sticking with the Word of God, Jesus was the fundamentalist that had to straighten them out. Now we look at verses 12 through 14 here of Revelation 17. It says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as of yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, and chosen, and faithful." Now, as one can see, the Antichrist heads up these ten nations. Yet these nations can still have their kings or leaders. Perhaps the United States, for example, with the president, is a good example of this. We have a president of our country, but then we have states with their governors.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.